to dry her in the mirror.
Cause yeah, dry her in the mirror.
So for my list, you've done this to me. For my listeners, that's dry your hair in the mirror.
Dry your hair in the mirror.
That sounds so posh and pretentious.
You are listening to the Chris Ward Fitness Podcast, where Liverpool fitness expert Chris Ward answers your questions and talks everything fitness, mindset, and nutrition to help you with your goals. Let's get to today's episode.
So we are live. I am here today with Ricky Long. I was so happy before. I thought this is your first time on someone else's podcast, and to figure out that you'd be on someone's before. But welcome to the podcast, Ricky.
Tell
my audience and tell my listeners just exactly who you are, because you've been popping up on my social media quite a lot. So just tell my audience what you're about and who you are.
I'll need to give context behind that, won't it? yes, my name's Ricky Long. I am what is now called in the industry a fitness entrepreneur, which I'm not really sure a lot of people qualify to be, but a fitness entrepreneur is basically someone who does something in the fitness industry, which isn't just PT, which isn't just being a fitness instructor. So it's trying to do more than that. So I am a fitness professional, and I work with other fitness professionals to help them develop in their health and their fitness business.
Brilliant. But what do you think makes an entrepreneur an entrepreneur? Like, what do you think makes you stand out?
Well, the definition of an entrepreneur is someone who takes high financial risk for high financial payoff. That is, you know, if you look up the definition of what an entrepreneur is, and most people who are qualified as a fitness entrepreneur don't actually do this. So, I mean, I know I don't do this and you don't do this, where we take high financial risk for high financial payoff, but somehow it's kind of cool and sexy right now for us all to call these fitness entrepreneurs. Yeah. It's nice to put on my Instagram hand. I'm a fitness entrepreneur, because it makes you sound maybe a lot more big and powerful than what we all actually are.
Yeah, gives you the title as well. And again, I think one of the main ones of being an entrepreneur is to be disruptive as well. And I think you lately have been very disruptive.
How so?
you stand out, and again, you stand out a lot from the crowd and from the average coach and PT and mentor, and it's. Lately, it's nice to see. But to give you guys some context, I first met Ricky. I'm sure it was 2017.
It must be 2 years ago or so. Yeah.
Well, so Ricky is a international Les Mills trainer, and I first met him while I done my first initial module training. Do you remember that?
I remember Total Fitness. I don't remember exactly where it was in the country. It was obviously Northwest. Yeah, it was a Bolton,
It was in a Total Fitness Bolton, and it was my first ever Les Mills Grit training module, and it was an experience and a half. That was for the flashback to that. Jesus Christ! Again, I told you, and I'm reminiscing. It's gonna be brilliant. So that was first time I met Ricky, and he took a bunch of fitness instructors like myself back then. I was only partly qualified in the fitness industry, so I was level 2 at the time, just scraping level 3, and I got recommended to go on this course. So again, dipped my foot in the Les Mills land, and I met Ricky. What release was that?
You're asking me questions I just don't have the answer to right now. Probably released 20 or so, 2 years ago. I'll take away 8 releases of where we are now.
Yeah, bloody hell. I'm sure it was 18.
It could well be. Like I said, it was a long time ago. Long time ago.
And again, that for me made Ricky stand out a little bit. Again, he took me on a sort of a little bit of a... Back then, it was sort of like... I was just literally emailing or just WhatsApping every now and then, and even off the training for Les Mills when I submitted my video. he gave me a bit of help on that as well. So when did you start first getting Les Mills? Like what?
Well, this is Les Mills have given me my, I want to say, you know, my platform for probably everything that I do, and they've given me my biggest learning experience for my whole career.
Yeah.
So a lot of your listeners are probably thinking, where's that accent from? That's not Liverpool. Is he Australian? Is he Irish? And then I'll correct you and say I'm Northern Irish.
Boom.
So I grew up in Belfast. I was in Belfast until I was 30 years old. I'm now 33. I look a lot younger. I do actually look 24.
Oh.
And I was the standard group fitness instructor, PT, in the gym.
Yeah.
I was invited to go and do something called a body pump module. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't want to go. I made up my mind before I arrived that I wasn't going to like it. I did the workout on day one. And regardless of whether I liked it or not, after the workout, you're given like 10 minutes to go and change. Well, I didn't come back from getting changed. I went home. Not a lot of people know that. So now you're talking, about 10 years ago this happened.
Oh, Jesus.
And the module trainer is now turned into a mentor for me for Les Mills. And I still look up to him. Even now, he's now left Les Mills, but he's still a great friend. But anyway, fast forward a couple of years after that, I started teaching group fitness classes in the gym that I was in, typical spin classes, group cycle classes. Wanted to do the Les Mills classes because simply there was more Les Mills classes on the timetable back then in Belfast.
Yeah.
Started doing the Les Mills workouts. And this was when I realized that there was more to the fitness industry than just, there was more that I could do in the fitness industry
than
being the standard PT in the gym floor, do 20, 30 sessions, teach a couple of classes on the gym floor, teach a couple of classes in the studio. And it was Les Mills kind of opened my eyes. Oh, right. So there's Les Mills classes all around the country. There's Les Mills classes in Scotland, in Wales, in England, in New Zealand, in France, in Spain.
Yeah.
And then I was teaching these classes and I was kind of wanted to do it, kind of headhunted, kind of asking the right questions about how to become a trainer for Les Mills. And that was all back in 2011, I want to say, 2012. So I've been a trainer seven complete years.
Wow.
Right now. It might actually be eight. We always lose count.
Bloody hell. So you've been doing Les Mills for quite a long time. And how do you think, like, again, from the average fit pro and the average PT, do you think Les Mills gives you something that others don't have in terms of coaching and stuff?
100%. What you'll get, and this isn't specific to Les Mills UK. This isn't specific to how I deliver a Les Mills training module. This comes direct from Les Mills International New Zealand. So for people who don't know, I'm going to go off on a tangent. People who don't know, Les Mills started in the 60s and they franchised their classes in the 90s against Les Mills' wishes. So it wasn't Les Mills' idea. It was Philip Mills basically said yes because a fitness owner of a chain of gyms in Australia wanted to take a class that was happening in Les Mills gym in Auckland, and Les Mills said no, this is our class. And his son basically said no, we can make this happen. And their Philip Mills's vision was that there would be kind of like mini Les Mills classes and gyms in all these different studios throughout the world, and they would be trained to Les Mills standards. So to answer your original question, is what we pride ourselves on in the Les Mills module training is we will teach you how to teach.
Yeah.
Whether you're going to continue teaching grit with that knowledge or whether you're going to bring it into like a boot camp class or an aerobics class or a circus class, that is fine because it's genuinely Philip Mills's vision to create that fitter, healthy planet. And Les Mills is part of that. Les Mills is not 100% that.
Yeah. So I found straight away when I did my foot in Les Mills land, I found my delivery coaching knowledge and even deliveries of sessions as well, that just opened up for me so much. Because seeing how an actual a Les Mills class, never mind a grit class, seeing how an actual Les Mills class is delivered and how it's broken down, you can sort of extrapolate that and you can sort of take that away and you can apply it to so much, and the difference that actually makes, that makes you stand out. That makes you actually connect with your audience as well. I think even yourself, you can relate to this, connecting with your class and your audience. I think Les Mills gives that much of a vibe off.
Yeah, because standing in front of a group of people and taking them for a workout, it isn't actually that difficult. Now, it might be frightening and scary to stand in front of people and effectively do public speaking. That's another hurdle to get over. Yeah. But actually, if you're a fitness professional with basic knowledge, it's quite easy to deliver a workout to a group of people. Where the skill comes is, as you've just said, is connecting with those people and making that class not just a workout but a fitness experience. Because people join the gym for selfish, vanity, aesthetic-based reasons, tone up, lose weight, whatever it might be, but they stay because they're getting something else.
Yeah, they're getting exercise.
Yeah, they might be getting the aesthetic benefits from it, but they'll also be getting the social aspect, the emotional connection, the endorphin rushes. I don't know if I said, did I say social there? So they'll build friends and relationships, and it's the old what we did in the 90s when we went home from work was, you know, you stopped off in the pub. Now people are stopping off in the gym.
Yeah, so that my little social group.
Yeah, that 6 p.m. pint and cocktail is now a 6 p.m. workout. I don't know, we've been talking about group exercise here in Les Mills, but that could be, you know, the lads meeting in the weights room, could be the girls meeting, again, oh, can't assume it's 2019, could be the girls meeting in the weights room as well, you know, let's not go down that road, don't want to offend anyone. So could be the boys meeting by boys meeting by the hairdryers, because, you know, it's 2019, we can't assume.
Boys have hair now.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a right to dry our hair.
So, again, say that again. We have the right to dry our hair in the mirror.
Yeah, dry our hair in the mirror.
So, for my list, you've done this to me. For my listeners, that's dry your hair in the mirror.
Dry your hair in the mirror.
That sounds so posh and pretentious. love it. But again, that happens in my gym as well, because even when I teach Les Mills, we have this group now, and we even, believe it or not, we have a group chat. And it's I think it's got like eight to ten people in it, and it's all like, oh, you come to grit tonight, or where was you today, or it keeps everyone on their toes. And from
that's cool. Did that start?
It was just a group of us in the gym, and it was one of my clients, sorry, two of my clients talking to another PT's client. So they keep on coming to me class, and they just formed like a little, I'm going to say click group, or again, any of the both, formed the group. And they started just coming in every week and chatting, and then became friends, we got a group chat going, and thinking back to how it actually started, it's very positive in terms of training or exercise, and can actually do that and create that little bit of atmosphere. Do you know what I mean?
Love that. And that's why people come to the gym. You know, I think I've ranted about this on social media recently. Like, motivation's easy. Motivation is short term. You know, that's an Eminem song. That's a Dwayne Johnson video on YouTube. That's very, very short term. You know,
video.
Yeah, that spike will last you 2-3 minutes.
Yeah,
but that'll maybe get you started. But what keeps you going is the emotional connections that you build, and whether that's with your aesthetic benefits or the people you meet. You know, it's very, very individual for, you know, so many different people. And that's certainly where group exercise has such a strength, such a pull, such a power for for just anyone to get involved. And, you know, I keep saying this, you know, I don't want people listening to this to pigeonhole this is just Commonwealth Les Mills grit class. This is group fitness in general, whether it's even in the gym or not. This could be a boot camp at your local park. This could be running with your two mates every Monday night.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, they're, oh, this is cheesy, but there's strength in numbers, and that's not just physical force.
Well, there's absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So what would your message be for, like, say if anyone's afraid to go into a class, be it Les Mills or be it something else, someone who's just started the gym, what would your advice be to them towards that?
Find out who's taking the class and message them beforehand.
Yeah.
On social media.
Yeah. Just to get a little feel.
Yeah. If you're already at the gym and you can't do that, get the staff in the gym, the receptionist, the PTs in the gym floor to direct you to either who's taking the class or a regular who takes the class, and go and have a conversation with them and say, I'm new, what do I need to know?
Yeah.
That's your sentence. Well, hi, my name's Ricky. I'm new, what do I need to know about this class?
Yeah, fair play.
And you'll be welcomed in. I would always try and go straight to the teacher, the instructor. To use the analogy, if you're on a bus and there's a problem, who would you speak to? Would you speak to the passengers first or the driver first? It's probably going to be the driver.
Yeah.
Because they're in charge. So try and go and speak to the driver of the class.
And be like, they'll
stick out like a sore. Sorry. Time delay doing this. The instructor will always stick out like a sore thumb. A, they'll probably have a microphone on their face, and B, they will look like the instructor. They'll be, you know, we all wear something that's just a little bit daft.
The best.
It's part of the thing. Like, we don't cover this in any training. We don't have a WhatsApp group to discuss this, but we all wear something daft.
Be it the shoes, be it the vest, be it the long shorts, be it the leather. But as well, it's realizing that the instructor is actually human. You know what I mean? Because many people like just not scared, but they're hesitant because they think, oh, they're going to laugh at me, or they're not going to understand. And it's just realizing as well. I think it's just to realize that we are human.
Yeah. So
come up and chat to us. And again, if you've got any issues or if you've any problems like that, just let us know. And we'll help the best way we can.
100%. It's about getting people moving, not excluding.
Exactly. So that's brilliant. Again, that's on group exercise. I think, to be honest, but yeah, in terms of people I know for group exercise, that you stand out the most, because you can tell you got quite a passion for it as well. But again, I think that can be applied for your group at the moment, because you've got you train instructors to teach as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got a, so for those who don't know, Ricky has a program called Jump 4.2.
Uh-huh.
And he takes instructors, and is it non-instructors as well?
Yes.
So it's instructors and non-instructors, and he takes them to another level of actually training to teach the programs they're assigned. Mm-hmm. And I think that's absolutely brilliant. And to be honest, yeah, it's quite good. Because many instructors I know, it's sometimes struggle with actually training for a program. And the fact that you take them on and say, I'm going to train you to teach your class better so you can get a better delivery is quite amazing, to be fair. So what were you, like, what was your thoughts on first, when that first came into your head, like that first thought of, I'm going to train the instructors? When was that first coming to flow?
It's probably coming in different waves, if I'm completely honest. I'm not sure I've ever really thought about that as a question, as an answer. So it's provoking some thoughts here. Mm. So basically, Jump 4.2 was created for the 24-year-old Ricky Long.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I would say this, see, once you've reached the age of 30, 35, 40, you know, older as well, and again, yeah, it could be younger, but you have been through some sort of struggle in your life, and once you've come through the other side, somebody else is going through that, so you can actually help them. Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of, I use the phrase, I can't remember who I heard this from, but your biggest pain is your biggest reason why. And the biggest pain I had when I was 24 is I was a group fitness instructor, banging out 15, 20 classes a week. I was delivering 15, 20 PT sessions, and that's fine for week one and week two and week three. And you might get the month six and month 12, yeah. But eventually we coined the phrase burnout.
Mm.
And it's my body just went into shutdown mode. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't sleeping properly. I certainly wasn't training properly, intelligently. And like I said, my body went into shutdown mode. That's, you can see signs of that. You know, I've said about sleep, but and your appetite. I was very susceptible to getting colds and sickness and injuries. And then eventually, because I ignored all of that and just powered through, just because I thought, you know, man up, which is a complete wrong attitude. My body shut down, and I was forced to take 2 weeks off, loosely called chronic fatigue. I wouldn't say it was just as severe as that, but basically I was driving home from classes and I shit myself.
Oh yeah.
And that's the truth. I was driving down the motorway in Belfast and my bowels emptied completely uncontrollable.
Jesus.
Yeah. So not only is that highly, highly dangerous, it's highly, like, it's really uncomfortable. Like, it's, you know,
I can imagine.
You know, apart from the thing, oh shit, I might crash here. It was, what is happening to my body? I'm not in control of what's happening to my body.
Yeah. Severe overtraining and overwork, though.
Yeah, that's it. And that's a real extreme. So, you know, fast forward through the recovery phase, and it was like, right, okay, 2 weeks where I barely left the house, you know, going for gentle walks. And, you know, this is a 24-year-old guy who's been a semi-professional footballer who's trained his whole life. So I knew, right, what's changed in the last 2 years, which has led to this? All right, I'm teaching all these classes. I'm not really eating for it. And I don't really have an understanding of how to train for this. So the mistake group fitness professionals make is they don't train to teach. They train to be a bodybuilder, but they're spending 15 hours a week teaching classes. Or they train to run marathons, but they're spending 15 hours a week teaching classes.
Yeah.
It's, when I lay it out like that, it's actually stupid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, it's like, if you're a bodybuilder, how would you train? Oh, we'd do 20 hours worth of running every, like, no, you would do 20, well, maybe not 20 hours, 10 hours worth of bodybuilding a week. That makes sense. So if you're a group fitness professional teaching 15 classes a week, how should you train? Maybe I should train to complement those classes. And that's when I was like, oh, that makes sense.
It clicked.
Yeah. This is really obvious. Is that, you know, how does a professional footballer train? They train to play football.
Mm.
I am, or I was, a professional group fitness instructor. So I need to train for that.
Yeah. And that's where that thought and idea spawned from to prevent that burnout as well.
Exactly. And this wasn't a concept back then. So there was no books on this. So it was very, very trial and error, just working what works for me. And then fast forward maybe 6-7 years and the invention of Instagram and social media. And maybe I was documenting this and other fitness instructors, group fitness instructors started to come to me just organically. Can you help me? So this is how I started accidentally doing online PT. And then it got to that point where I was helping people on an individual basis. How can I make this? How can I help more people? Because I know there's 10,000 Les Mills instructors in the UK. I know there's, I think it was 45,000 people when I first looked at this, registered on reps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was thinking, how can I create something that can help all these people? And I haven't created that yet, but I have just created a system where I can handle more than one or two people at a time. And that's where the idea of Jump 4.2 came from.
Absolutely brilliant. And again, if you are a fitness instructor listening to this and you feel the same and you can't, again, training for you is look like this the same, and then to give Ricky a shout. Again, we'll put the links in the show notes and we'll link all that up later and just give him a message.
I am keen to stress, it's not just for instructors. I call it the group fitness athlete. So it's anyone who's doing 10 group fitness classes per week, which is most of the time is going to be instructors, but quite often a lot of people like to do that. So if you're doing two classes every night of the week,
yeah,
you're going to be doing 10 classes. So I have a lot of participants do the program as well. So if there are people listening and you do want to check it out, the next intake is going to be in September. So just give us a reach out and I'll see if it'll work for you. Because we don't take everyone, because that's not fair. We have to make sure it's right for everyone, as any service offering should be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I'll put the link in the show notes and that's all there. So if there's anyone listening to this who that resonates with, then by all means go check him out. He's a human. He's human.
I'm human.
Sweet. So again, I want to flash back to the first conversation we had about Mastermind. I still remember it actually. So Ricky is also a fitness professional mentor, so business mentor. He first reached out to me last year. And he wanted me to be in his first intake of fitness professionals who want to develop their brand more. So who wants to go from that average basic PT to something really more. So Ricky, I'm going to throw this to you. What is your version of description for that? So what is Mastermind?
You've kind of described it quite well. A mastermind is a group of people who are just dedicated to helping each other in their own business.
Yeah.
Masterminds have existed for a long time in different industries. And my one is specifically for PTs who want to improve their business, whether that means earn more money, get more clients, get the first set of clients, move their business online. And that's kind of what we do. I describe it as a block of cheese. So for the listeners out there, if you imagine your blocks of cheese with holes in it. So you're a block of cheese with holes in it. Chris is a block of cheese with holes in it. I'm a block of cheese with holes with it. But all our holes are unique to us. And if we take our blocks of cheese with our individual holes and put them together, we can fill each other's holes. And that's all we do. So we've got, 10 come together first Tuesday of every month in Edinburgh. And all we do, we just spend the day, 8 hours, filling each other's holes.
That's brilliant.
That's all we do. So I'll give you guys a great example. Is if you look at my Instagram wall and then you look at Chris's Instagram wall, you'll see the graphics that we both do are different. Now, they're both highly, highly valuable, in my opinion. But the graphics we do is quite different. And we were sitting at our last mastermind and Chris had his graphics up on his laptop. And I was just like, Chris, how do you do that? Because I don't know how to do those graphics. And he started kind of mumbling and explaining it just to me privately. And I'm like, whoa, 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 this is far too valuable. I said, got his laptop, plugged it into the TV. So as Chris ended up teaching the whole group. And now instead of one person having the skill to do these graphics, instead of him telling me, so two people knew the skill, now eight people now have that skill. And that's all a mastermind does.
It's having that around the table, isn't it, as well?
We upskill.
Yeah.
Upskill on everyone. So when I first, again, it is kind of related back to jump. When I was first speaking to people about how I could produce jump, do a group format online, I was invited into a mastermind and it was kind of like, this is really, really good. Now, the mastermind I was in, I was the only fitness dude there. The rest of them, it was all mixed industries. Graphic designers, content creators, photographers. We had, what's his job title? He's a possibility coach.
Wow.
Yeah, I want that to land with people. A possibility coach. And I was like, what the fuck is a possibility coach? And I made the mistake of asking him. And I'm like, whoa, anything is possible. And I thought, maybe it's possible to create a mastermind for fitness professionals. And I was like, and it happened.
Wow.
So that's what a possibility coach does.
Wow. What the hell? That didn't even know that existed.
I don't think it does. It, like, he's the only possibility coach, and he just teaches you what's possible. So if you're thinking about something, it's obviously possible. Let's work it out how.
Wow, I want that job.
Yeah, make up a job. I was like, that's, you're a possibility coach? What's that? And I'm like, oh, 20 minutes later, I understood what a possibility coach was.
That's boss, bloody hell. Yeah, I still remember having that conversation with you, and every time I say this now, it gets even more surreal each time. And the first time I ever came to you, I was so obsessed with getting more clients, and I was on, I think it was no more than 9 clients. And again, going through that experience and journey, it was, again, first Tuesday every month going to Edinburgh. For me, it was like 4.5 hours, 5 hours. And that made me realize so much more in my industry. So it's to stand out, it's to give value, it's to take people and actually work on them instead of obsessing of how many clients you've got.
Yeah.
And the rest will just follow. This changed my perception, changed business. It's changed a lot of things for me.
Do you think were the biggest changes that you made?
It was the perception of why I'm doing it.
Okay.
So it was the realization of, okay, instead of trying to get as, I'm going to be really honest here, instead of trying to get as much money as possible, flip that to try and reach out, engage, and to help as many people as possible, because that's originally why I first wanted to become PT. I didn't want to become PT because it was a lucrative business or to be bloody, I don't know, to be rich or whatever. I wanted originally to help people out, like I needed when I first went through my journey, and that sort of got overshadowed and masked by, okay, I can earn quite a bit here. And for a while that I did. Like the money came in and started to see the financial benefit, and that for me masked a lot of why I started in the first place. So what that made me realize is, instead of focusing on the financial side, to focus on why I started this.
Yeah.
So it's the original thought of to keep on helping people, to do what you can, to give valuable content on social media, and again, to stand out from the rest. And I remember someone saying to me when I first announced I was doing Mastermind, he said to me, I'd say negative. They said, why are you doing that? You don't need to. And I'm like, I'm doing it because, well, one, I want to. And two, I don't want to be an average PT. I don't want to be the PT who wants all the money all the time and who, you know, doesn't give two rats ass about the clients.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm more than that. So that's what the mastermind made me realize is I'm much more than the average PT. And this is not me toot my own horn. This is me realizing that. Well, yeah.
Because most PTs are average because... Most PTs who are average are only average because they're not applying themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so they kind of hitch on to what you just said is, you know, you were thinking about the next PT session, you know, the next client.
Yeah.
So I try and, you know, instead of, and you were taught this because this is how you're brought up in the fitness industry. I did this. And when I was a fitness manager, I told my PTs to do this. I said, go and get yourself, you know, 5 clients, 10 sessions a week looks like X amount at the end of the month, 20 sessions a week looks like this. So you were brought up in this culture of chase sessions, chase money, chase sessions, chase money, chase people for their sessions, for their money. And I flip it now and say, don't chase the session. Chase the success story.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you're chasing the success stories, more sessions and clients will gravitate towards you.
Yeah.
Because you'll start to create success stories with people who maybe aren't even paying you as clients. And it's that, you know, I'm really, I sometimes get quite philosophical about this and quite universal, is, you know, if you treat the universe well, the universe will treat you well.
Absolutely. I believe the same thing. Absolutely. It's about life as well. It's about you, universe gives you what you give it. You know what I mean? It's absolutely. And going through that mastermind for me was a big, big change. And again, that was, to be honest, it learned me to invest in myself as well. Be a fit pro listening to this, be a client listening to this, or be a anyone else who's thinking about and even spending money on themselves.
Yeah.
Progression. It's learning to invest in yourself.
That's it. And it's, you're never the finished article. And that's what half the mastermind, half of it is personal development and the other half is professional development. And that massively overlaps as you go through it, because you can't work on your business until you work out yourself. You can't help other people if you're not sure of how you're operating. And I'm not just talking about, you know, you can't teach somebody how to do a squat if you don't know how to do a squat yourself.
Mm.
It's about the emotional attachment that people have with exercise. We need to understand how they're thinking so as we can work best for them. Like, how to motivate me is very different to how to motivate you.
Mm.
And how to attract, when I say attract different clients, I don't mean how to attract them to get their money. I mean how to attract them so as we can solve their problems. Because that's what a personal trainer is. You mean we're not personal trainers. We should be problem solvers.
Oh, we're everything. We're counselors. We're problem solvers. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So the more things you understand about not just fitness, but, you know, emotional and life and business, the more people we can connect with and the more, you know, quote unquote impact we can have on people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I absolutely commend you for that. And I think any PT out there who's even thinking about doing this, I'll take it from someone who's been there with very few clients to, you know, I'm firsthand, like proof, if you will, evidence that doing the right systems and doing the right strategies and having the right people around the table can really kickstart who you are and can really let the ideas flow, and again, it can improve amazingly. You know what I mean?
I think that's definitely what you can be doing next, because this podcast is almost going full circle. Because I said at the start, your biggest pain can become your biggest reason why, and your biggest pain, you didn't know this at the time, but your biggest pain was you were stuck in your business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you can't see your blind spots.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, you know, in a mastermind, you know, I could see your blind spots, and my blind spot last month was I didn't know how to do those graphics. Now I understand that was a blind spot for me. I didn't even know those graphics existed. So to bring us back, I think it's the next logical step for you is to start helping your fellow kind of PTs, fit pros in your world who are going through the same process. Because again, if we think back to the first mastermind, it's about systems and processes. I started to tell you, you need, you know, do you collect email addresses? And people are like, no. Well, start collecting email addresses. And say, yeah. And then I'll say, how do you collect email addresses? And it's in my diary. And I said, no. You need to get an online system to collect email addresses. Because if you're a PT, listen to this, an email address is the only thing you will ever own from a client that will never change. People don't change their email addresses. Might change their mobile number, but it's unlikely they'll change their email address. And if your gym shuts down tomorrow, or you can't go to that gym anymore and your contract is void for whatever reason, you don't have access to those members anymore. But if they have voluntarily given you an email address, you now have a relationship with that person. Yes, it's 2019 and we'll have social media relationships and all the rest of it, but an email address, that is as good in 2019 as actually having their address of their house.
Absolutely. And again, imagine if, like you said to me one time, imagine if Mark Zuckerberg pulled the plug on Facebook, or imagine if Instagram went down as I've been doing in the past few months. Imagine
what
went. What will you be? What will your business be?
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Yeah. It is going to happen within the next, I'd say, 2 years. I think
Facebook and Instagram will be no more.
I think Facebook will be first, but you guys hit on here first. So we are the Simpsons. We predict the future.
I think it'll be gone.
Yeah, wow. Bold.
I think Donald Trump might have something to do with it. But oh, yeah. I think Facebook will be gone and it'll be a lot to do with privacy, etc. I think it'll more or less be made illegal. So if you're wanting to make it in this world as a social media influencer, make sure you're on multiple platforms. Make sure you're on YouTube. Make sure you're on, like, I'm on TikTok now. I don't really understand what TikTok is. I think it's for teenagers.
Yeah.
But get yourself on it. You know, Twitter. LinkedIn. Twitter will stay. I think Twitter, yeah, LinkedIn will stay. So just make sure you have a presence. Right now, all the eyes are on Instagram. So put 80% of your life, your energy into Instagram. But you heard it here first. 2 years' time, if Facebook and Instagram are still there, I'll be very, very surprised.
If it's not, then just remember we're here the first.
Yeah. Give us your email address if you want to still hear from us.
Email addresses.
There'll be nothing else left.
People sell an email address and never know what. But yeah, talking on so relating to fitness professionals listen to this, and I think again, even if you're not a fit pro listening to this, you can understand where it's coming from. But what top five pieces of advice would you give fit pros listening to this now in terms of business and in terms of, again, delivering the best things for their clients? Be it social media.
Top five. I'll give you a couple of these. Won't be in any order. Collect the email addresses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, as a bare minimum, every single client you have ever had, you need to have an email address for them. Use a platform called MailChimp to send a monthly newsletter to all of these, not just your clients, but people who are in your ecosystem. Yeah. Second one is don't be a PT, be a coach.
I love that.
So PTs give nutrition plans which aren't followed and give training plans which aren't followed. Whereas a coach, make sure that training plan and that nutrition plan is followed, because you want to work out all the other shit that's going on in people's lives.
Absolutely. I love that.
You want to make me... I'm going to five here. Third one. third one. Learn and consume educational content.
Yes.
Not just in social media, but in the books you read, the documentaries you watch, make sure you are educating yourself. And then the fourth one, don't just get educated, become a teacher. Teach that to your clients and prospective clients.
Absolutely. I'm big on
that. And then the fifth one is admit when you're a dick and you've given the wrong advice.
Yes. Or maybe that you don't know, because that's something big as well.
Yeah.
To actually, this was spoke about in my last one with Dave, is to actually admit you don't know something, because that client's coming to you and asking you a question. If you're giving them a bullshit answer,
yeah,
like you're just making something up, they're going to believe you. They're going to believe what you say. You are you are the hierarchy there. You're the one with, quote unquote, the most knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't know that piece of advice, they'll admire you a lot more if you say, I don't know, I'm going to find out for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's to realize that you don't know everything. And again, quote I used in the last podcast, every day is a school day.
100%.
So yeah, that's going to be one for the road as well. That's, I love that quote. Every day is a school day. Absolutely brilliant. So again, just a few more before we wind off. Why did you start podcasts? This is sort of a question now.
So why did I started my podcast. So I'm on just over a year now. I think it's 13 months. So shameless plug for those listening. You can also listen to the Ricky Long podcast.
I will link.
So I've done 52 main episodes and about 15 bonus episodes, I call them. Why did I start the podcast? it's obviously an attractive space to go into because it's still new.
Yeah.
If you're a fitness professional thinking about this, you know, how many other PTs have a podcast?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And you'd be thinking, oh, well, there's one or two. Okay, how many PTs in your gym have a podcast? And it'll be like, none. I said, so be the first to be the only one to have a podcast because people will be talking about you. Are you the only one who has a podcast in your gym?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. So that also means you have the best podcast of the PTs in your gym.
Yes.
See? So it's a way of kind of positioning that area of, you know, we chat in business terms, it's positioning an authority.
Yeah.
Okay, so now all of a sudden, the people in your gym who wouldn't have looked up to you suddenly hear that you have a podcast. So they might listen to this podcast without you knowing. So you're able to create a remember back this podcast doing well. We're going full circle again. So this maybe allows you to create a success story with somebody who isn't a client of yours. And because, again, my focus of the podcast was I want to not reach more people, not get more business. Was just put more content out there so as people can get it.
Yeah.
And if you're a fitness professional, or this isn't actually just specific to being a fitness professional, you could be any sort of professional providing a product or a service, is if you're using social media to engage with people, it's really, really easy to get attention on social media and get a double tap, get a like.
Yeah.
It's because someone's thumb rolling. But to get people listening to your podcast, they have to actively go and do that. So whether you've got, like, I get 300-400 people listening to my podcast every single week, which I absolutely blows my mind. But if 10,000 people follow me on social media,
yeah,
I have 300 people who go out of their way to listen to me.
Yeah.
That's powerful. And like I said, to get a double tap on social media is quite easy.
Yeah.
Because people will do that passively.
Yeah.
But they can't. Yeah, they can't watch a video on Instagram when they're driving or when they're cleaning the house, but they can listen to a podcast.
Yeah, or doing cardio.
Doing cardio, exactly. You know, it's okay, it is doable, but it's very, very difficult to consume educational videos when you're on a treadmill or on a bike. Don't get me wrong, it is possible. But to listen to a podcast, really, really simple. And that's why, and the podcast space we're in, again, like we're in a weird time of the world because the ideas are there for how audio is going to essentially take over. The technology just hasn't quite caught it up. So what I mean is you'll be driving home and you will talk to your phone in your car and you will say, turn the heat on in the house, turn the oven on, and that will happen. And that's going to progress to buy this product, do the weekly shopping. And it will happen.
Yeah. So the audio is getting much, much bigger.
Exactly. It's just all the ideas are there. Just the technology isn't quite ready for it yet.
Yeah.
To have those systems in place. Like we've seen in America, I'm going off on one. We've seen in America how we have these Amazon shops where there's no staff and there's no till. You just walk in, you put stuff in your basket and you walk out.
Wow.
Like the idea is there, but rolling that out globally is not quite there yet.
Next going to be mad for that, but yeah, that sounds crazy.
Exactly. So we're already doing these home deliveries with, you know, Tesco's and Asda's and Sainsbury's. Other stores are available. where you set these, now you don't even need to like order that every week. You can set it up as a subscription.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, soon it'll be, you'll just talk to your phone and you'll just say, send us a pint of milk.
And it'll just...
Send us the Friday essentials for the weekend. Send me the Sunday, send me the weekly shop. And it'll happen.
Wow.
So that's where we're going with audio and podcast. It's just a matter of time. And they kind of already exist. But here's an idea for you. Create a podcast, which is workouts. Wow. And give people a workout on podcast.
So if you listen to this and you take an idea, listen to, well, remember where you got it from first. You hear
it.
Yeah,
we want 50% of all profits.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with you. You know, we'll make a deal.
Yeah, so that's why I created a podcast. It was to talk to my clients when they can't consume social media. And that's it. It's just to give more kind of long form value, you know, especially with Instagram. You're limited to 15-second stories, 60-second videos. I can record a podcast I can also record a podcast passively. I've recorded a podcast when I'm driving before. I'm out walking, where I can just like kind of, you know, vomit my thoughts.
Yeah.
And that will be hopefully valuable to some people.
Or procrastinating.
Yes. I'm so glad you listen to my podcast. So for those listening, my latest podcast, I was meant to be doing something else. I was meant to be doing quite technical stuff with my website, which was really just pissing me off because I couldn't get in the flow with it. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do a podcast instead. So I did.
Legend. He is the king of procrastinating.
So that podcast was sponsored by procrastination.
Love it. Absolutely love it. But yeah, do you know what? This has been brilliant as well. And for Fit Pros especially, that's going to be quite valuable for them.
Yeah.
In terms of different systems. And again, just if you are thinking about jumping on a mastermind, or if you think about getting in touch with me and Ricky, or even if you're interested in his program, Jump 4.2, give him a message. Or again, speak to us both and we'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, but definitely.
I always finish off my podcast with a question, and it's going to be for you. You've probably heard this before. What would you tell your 22-year-old former self? Because I'm 22, so what would you tell your 22-year-old
former self? Trying to steal this, do you apply? Yeah. What would I tell my 22? Right, this is what everyone says when they're asked this question or variations of this question. It's not to care so much. So I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, develop your inner circle.
Cool.
Okay. Develop your inner circle, and that should be the closest 2, 3, 4 people. That's your mom, your dad, your wife, your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's the closest people. And care what they think.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you focus your energy and caring what your inner circle think, your outer circle and wider circle, that doesn't matter anymore, because you can never not care what people think. It's impossible.
Yeah. So you're always going to have some conscious thought on it.
Yeah. So it's, if you care what your mom and dad think, or your brother and sister, then all of a sudden that's where your energy and focus is. So I'm now focusing on not pleasing them, but I'm focused on what they think.
Yeah.
I'm focused on making them proud of me. I'm focused on this and that. I'm now not worried about what, you know, Jen from Twitter thinks, because I've said, you know, something stupid about her squat technique.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, quite right to that as well. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Mm. Ricky, thank you for taking the time as well. I mean, I know you're quite a busy guy. Well, busy / productive. So I just want to say thanks for giving my audience and giving potential audience as well something to take away from this. You know what I mean? It's been a good little reminisce as well. It's been great. It's been absolutely amazing.
It's been brilliant, because normally this is the other way around. You know, I'm asking people questions and you're asking me all these questions and I'm like, oh, these are questions I ask, but now I'm getting to give my answer. I love it. Absolutely love it.
It is. It's been great. And again, from past of me as well, and just want to say thanks again for taking me on that mastermind experience. This is a little personal thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure, mate.
Sweet. So I'm going to let you go and watch your soaps now.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ricky, thank you very much for taking the time to record this today. And again, guys, you can get in touch with Ricky. Ricky, where is the best place to find you?
Instagram, ricky.long42 or rickylong42, or my website, www.rickylong.com.
Fantastic. And again, if you want to know what the number 42 is about, that's a conversation to have with you and Ricky. You'll have to get in touch with me for that, because it's very intriguing. It's a secret I didn't know for a long time. One of the masterminds. So if you're intrigued to what that 42 means, ask him the question.
Perfect. So,
thanks for listening today. And Ricky, thank you just again, one more time. Thank you very much for taking the time to come on the podcast. And
awesome.
Absolutely brilliant. And guys, thank you very much. And I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye, friends.
Thanks for listening. To get more on fitness with Chris Ward, check out wardfitonlinetraining.com, on Instagram, WardFitnessPT, Facebook, WardFit. Be sure to leave us a review on iTunes.